Eric Kareen from the National Post. Eric, have you ever seen the movie Frozen?
I actually have not. There are no small children in my life.
Oh, that's fair. But you've heard the Let It Go song, haven't you?
Yes, yes. Oh. I am familiar with the pop culture
phenomenon.
Phenomenon's even a better word. Yes.
At this point, Eric, Raptors, losers of 7 of their last 10. They've dropped 2 straight games. Let's first go back to the game on Friday night. They dropped 110-89 to Atlanta. I think that was more the fact that Atlanta is one of the best teams that no one's talking about. What do you think happened on Friday night between those two?
Well, everybody started to talk about them recently. I think since the Raptors beat them on November 26th in Atlanta, they won today. So they're 27-2 since that game. So that'll get people's attention. It was a combination. The Atlanta offense is humming. There are tons of shooters on that team, shooters from every position. And the way the Raptors are defending right now, they can't match up. They're losing. They're not containing the dribble off from the point guard, a speedy point guard like Jeff Teague, and then they're getting exposed as they try to recover. It was fairly predictable. I didn't think it would be that bad, but you can't compete with a team playing that well with the way the Raptors are playing defense these days.
Yesterday, the Raptors fall by 2 points to New Orleans. They were out Anthony Davis. The Raptors were having just a difficult time all the way around trying to shoot the ball yesterday. Was it just the case yesterday that sometimes good teams have bad games?
I think we're long past that. I think this is a legitimate slump the Raptors are in. They've lost 7-9. The end of that West Coast trip, they lost to Golden State, Phoenix, and Portland, and you can be okay with those. The only really bad one was the Phoenix game. But since they came back, they lost at home to Charlotte. They end up losing. The homestand ends with a loss to New Orleans. 3 of the 4 quarters, they didn't really look, you know, like they had any energy. And in that third quarter, when they did make their run and it looked like they were going to take the game, it was off the strength of sort of a full-court pass and a trapping defense, which isn't really their MO. So the time they looked the best was when they were going to a strategy that isn't naturally there. And so it's almost, you can't even take much good away from that because they were succeeding by being a team that wasn't themselves. That, for my money, that was their worst performance of the year, although the Charlotte game would be very close.
We're joined by Eric Kareen from the National Post talking NBA, the Raptors losers of 7 of their last 9. DeMar DeRozan's been back, I believe, for 3 games. Eric, is he playing at 100%, or do you kind of get the feeling that maybe he was rushed back because the team was struggling?
I don't think so. I think if he was rushed back, he would have been ready to go for that Charlotte game. I think, as far as I know, he was cleared physically to go, and then it was the doctors who were encouraging the organization to be a bit more patient, which is totally justifiable given the state of the Atlantic Division and how important DeRozan is to the Raptors' overall, their ultimate goals. I think he's been pretty good since he got back. He had a great game against Philadelphia, although that's not necessarily that meaningful. And the other two games have been a bit of a mixed bag, but it's sort of hard to reassert yourself in a certain position when the team around you is also struggling to find itself. But he's looked normal to me.
When the team was, I guess they are still struggling, but who's been leading the way offensively? Of course, Kyle Lowry is the leader of this team. Has he been doing it all by himself?
No, and this slump has sort of coincided with Lowry going from, you can make a case, the best player in the Eastern Conference for the first 2 months of the year to something more like an average point guard over the last 9 games. He's still leading the way because the ball's in his hand so much. DeRozan, since he came back, has been pulling his weight. Lou Williams and Gravis Vasquez always find time to shoot. But it's a different, they try to identify the matchups against whoever they're playing for and exploit them. For example, Jonas Valanciunas had 31 4 games ago now against Detroit. So they're not married to any one way of scoring, but this is ultimately a guard-dominant team, and usually, especially in close games, they're the guys who are making the plays down the stretch.
Eric, you mentioned Gravis Vasquez. He played a lot yesterday against the Pelicans. What have you made of his play so far for the Raptors this season?
It hasn't been to the level he played last year when he came over. I think you could see flashes of it. he's certainly not afraid to take any shot, and that is both good as it gives the team sort of this innate confidence, and it makes no lead sort of safe from the other perspective, but also bad because he sometimes takes shots that the team doesn't need. So I think he's been fine, not up to the standards he set last year, but I don't see him as the biggest problem right now. I mean, that would have to be the inconsistent play of Jonas Valanciunas and Terrence Ross, and Vasquez came in yesterday to replace Terrence Ross at the start of the second half, and it's a big concern the way he's playing right now.
Was Dwayne Casey asked about Terrence Ross not being on the floor for a lot of the second half yesterday?
He didn't play at all in the second
half.
And he was asked and said, I mean, they don't want to give up on him. He emphasized that. We'll see who he decides to start tonight in Milwaukee. But he's been struggling for a few weeks now. I don't have the box score in front of me, but he was a non-factor again. He was bad in that Atlanta game. He looks tentative on both ends of the floor right now. And it's hard to know whether it's a player who's exhausted or a player who's in his own head. It's tough to crack Terrence Ross sometimes from a media perspective, but he's certainly not producing at a level that a good team needs at starter to produce on either end. And it's worrisome. The guy's in his Ross is in his third year, and at this point, usually most players start to show more consistent flashes, never totally consistent, but they are becoming more of who they will ultimately be. And it's very up and more down than up this year, truthfully, for Terrence Ross.
The Raptors are on the road taking on Milwaukee tonight. And as I was preparing for this interview, looking back, the last time they played, I believe, was February 21st, and the Raptors won, I believe, by 42. Is that the Bruno Campolo?
November.
Was that the Bruno Campolo, was that the alley-oop game where he got in finally?
Yeah, it was his first appearance,
yes.
Bruno Caboclo, and I think he scored 8 points, had an alley-oop.
Threw a three down, I think, in that game, too.
2 3-pointers, I want to say. And it was sort of like a fever dream. It was one of the more fun games at the Air Canada Centre this year. And just because of the nature of his development and the team's standing, we haven't seen much of him since then.
They're playing Milwaukee again tonight. This time it's on the road. Obviously, I don't think the Raptors are going to win by 42 points tonight, but what kind of effort are we going to see from both these teams tonight? As Milwaukee, I believe, just got back from playing a game overseas against the Knicks.
Yeah, it'll be telling, I was going to say, because the Raptors are on the back end of a back-to-back. They're reeling like they haven't since the trade last year. It's been pretty smooth sailing since then, and this is really the first time they're in their own heads and trying to figure things out and figure out how to right the ship. And the Bucks are, I mean, four days removed from their last game, but yeah, we haven't all been on them, but cross ocean flights can do wonders on your body, and they can really rip you apart. So it's tough to say. If the Raptors don't pick up their game, as we saw yesterday, they're going to have trouble beating any team in this league with above average or even average talent. And the Bucks, they're young, but they're talented, and they always play hard under Jason Kidd. Giannis Antetokounmpo and John Henson's really come on lately up front for them. So if the Raptors don't give a better effort, the streak's going to continue, and then they'll be going into Memphis on Wednesday, which doesn't seem like an easy place to find your game again.
No, Memphis sits 16-4, so if the Raptors do want to get a victory, tonight might be the best time. They sit with a record of 26-14. Meanwhile, when Milwaukee sits with 21-19. Eric, we'll get you out here on this one, not about the Toronto Raptors, but about Canadian basketball. Andrew Wiggins had a very good game this weekend. He dropped 31 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. He's been playing very good basketball over the last few weeks. What have you thought of Andrew Wiggins' first season in the NBA so far?
Yeah, he's really coming on. There was 30 games, and it was just comparing his first 30 games to other stars, and it was very down on him. And while, you know, the analytics movement is a very valuable thing, it seems a bit absurd to try and draw many conclusions from 30 NBA games, especially for such a young player. And then I believe on Saturday night, he had a line that was that the only other teenager to record those lines in an NBA game is LeBron James. That's not saying Andrew Wiggins is going to be LeBron James, but the Cavs might wish he was playing with them right now. He's really, really stepped up and finding himself and a bit more confident in his shot. And the defense that everybody expects from him, you can see flashes of that. It's never going to be there for a 19-year-old. But it's hard not to be excited about this kid. And almost by default, he's going to win Rookie of the Year so long as he stays healthy. And the last sort of 10-game stretch has really proven, if people were curious, why this guy was so hyped for so long and why he was the number one pick.
It's very exciting to watch a Canadian basketball just starting to take off. Eric Kareen from the National Post, I appreciate your time today. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the game tonight and enjoy the rest of the NBA season. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Be well. Thanks for having me.